Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. Today, I want us to go straight to the text in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Where the text says, "So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us, who belong to His dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. He has showered His kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding." Oh my goodness, friend, I want you to take this so literally and so concretely that as we pray in a moment, you will be motivated to ask for even more, that you might be showered upon with His kindness, His wisdom, and His understanding. This is the most beautiful and wondrous thing about God and the mystery around God, is that how could God love people who don't love Him naturally back? How could God love us while we were still in a sinful state? How could God, knowing our life and all that we are selfish and sinful with, how could He possibly desire to purchase our freedom by the giving of His Son's blood and knowing that He would forgive us of our sins through Christ Jesus? Well, it says He has showered His kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. So today, let's go before the Father and ask for wisdom and understanding to soak us to the bone. God, today, we thank You and praise You. And we praise You for the glorious grace You pour out on us. I'm grateful that what You do is so rich in kindness and grace that You purchased our freedom. Thank You. Thank You for the blood of the Lord Jesus that forgives our sins. Lord, as You shower us in kindness, would You be so gracious to give us wisdom from on high this day and throughout the day, and give us purposeful wisdom and understanding as we go through this day. Friend, listen, end that prayer by saying with great certainty, in Jesus' name, amen. So as we prepare to meditate today, I want to invite you to simply breathe a little bit. Would you find a place where you're comfortable, where you're finding solitude and quietude? It might be even in a car that you pull over into a parking lot, where you just get still for just a couple of moments and ask the Lord to speak into your life. Maybe today you want to start by saying, "Lord, today I'm grateful for this one thing," and then finish that sentence. "Today, Lord, I'm grateful for," and finish the sentence. And then you might want to say, "God, today, would You give me wisdom in," and then articulate to the Lord what specifically you're asking Him to do. And then, would you just hush and be quiet and let Him speak into your life? I'm going to mind the time after this one big breath, and then I'll be back in a couple of moments. You ready to breathe? And now, friend, listen for the voice of God, and I'll be back in a couple of moments. Let me take you back again to the text in Ephesians chapter 1. "So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. He has showered us with His kindness, along with all wisdom and understanding. My friend, when you believe that, you can't wait to the next opportunity to meditate on the things of God and hear His voice give you rich clarity, direction, and power. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on this weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.